Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Edgar Cayce on Reincarnation and Family Karma by Kevin J. Todsky is a metaphysical and spiritual self-development book that interprets themes found in the Edgar Cayce readings. With special attention to how reincarnation and karma may shape family life, Todsky, long associated with the Association for Research and Enlightenment, presents a worldview in which life is lawful and meaningful rather than random, and where the soul carries memory and intention across lifetimes. Within that frame, family relationships become one of the primary arenas where unresolved patterns return for healing, growth, and new choices. The book aims to be practical and hopeful, emphasizing free will and personal responsibility instead of fatalism. It also discusses inner disciplines such as prayer and meditation as tools for guidance and transformation, while readers often approach it for case material. The book is widely understood as a synthesis that includes the author's commentary and contemporary framing, alongside selected references to Cayce. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a lawful universe reincarnation and karma as organizing principles. A central theme is the idea that life operates according to spiritual laws, especially reincarnation and karma, and that these laws help explain why certain challenges and relationships repeat. In this presentation, reincarnation is not treated as a curiosity, but as a framework for moral and psychological continuity. The self persists, and experiences are not wasted. Karma, accordingly, is framed less as external punishment and more as cause and effect working through consciousness over time. This approach shifts the reader from asking why bad things happen to asking what can be learned and how future choices can change outcomes. Todsky emphasizes that a lawful model of life can be hopeful rather than grim, because it implies coherence and the possibility of progress. The lawful view also supports personal responsibility. Actions, attitudes, and intentions matter because they carry consequences that may not be immediate. At the same time, the book resists a rigid determinism by insisting that individuals can respond differently to recurring patterns, and that growth can transform what otherwise might feel like inevitable fate. Secondly, karmic memory, the unconscious carryover that shapes present life. The book describes karma in psychological and spiritual terms as something like an unconscious reservoir of memory and information carried by the soul. In this framing, what returns is not merely an event to endure, but a pattern of fear, desire, attachment, or misunderstanding that seeks resolution. That emphasis makes karmic work less about predicting the past and more about recognizing present triggers, habits, and relationship dynamics that feel larger than the moment. By treating karma as memory, the book encourages readers to look for repetitive themes and to interpret them as invitations to develop new resources, new behavior, and greater compassion. This perspective can be particularly attractive to readers who want a non-fatalistic account of karma, since it implies that awareness itself is a lever for change. The overall message is that karmic patterns do not have to be replayed in the same way. The point is to respond differently and more constructively. The book also ties this idea to moral development, suggesting that the soul evolves by learning to act with greater love, patience, and service when confronted with familiar inner challenges. Thirdly, family karma, why we meet the same souls in intimate roles. A distinctive focus of the book is how reincarnation and karma may play out in families, where emotional intensity and long-term proximity create ideal conditions for growth. Todsky explores the idea that family members can be drawn together because of unfinished business, shared lessons, or opportunities to repair past harms through new choices. In this view, the roles people occupy in a family are not accidental. They can function as mirrors that reveal persistent patterns such as control, dependency, resentment, or fear. The book uses contemporary family situations as a way to make these concepts concrete, connecting spiritual ideas to everyday tensions like loyalty, conflict, caretaking, and expectations. Importantly, the family emphasis supports the book's broader claim that karma is purposeful. Recurring relationships provide repeated chances to practice forgiveness, humility, or courage. At the same time, the book positions these dynamics within the hope of free. Well, even if patterns bring people together, what matters most is how individuals choose to act. The implied practice is to observe family triggers carefully, treat them as information, and work toward more conscious and loving responses. Fourthly, free will and responsibility transforming patterns instead of accepting them, rather than portraying karmic themes as a sentence. The book stresses free will as the decisive factor in spiritual growth. The core practical implication is that a person is not required to repeat the same response simply because a familiar circumstance appears. Growth is framed as the ability to meet old patterns with new insight and better character. This emphasis supports a hopeful spirituality. Karma may describe the terrain, but choice determines the route. The book, therefore, encourages self-examination and ethical action, focusing on how intention, attitude, and behavior can change the meaning and outcome of challenging situations. Responsibility is presented as empowering, since it implies the capacity to participate in one's own healing rather than waiting for external rescue. The tone aligns with the case-inspired idea of soul development through lived experience, with relationships serving as tests in classrooms. Readers are invited to interpret hardship through the lens of learning, while still aiming for practical improvement in how they communicate, forgive, set boundaries, and serve others. The overall takeaway is that spiritual law is compatible with personal agency, and that consistent inner work can gradually dissolve recurring cycles that otherwise feel inescapable. Lastly, prayer and meditation as tools for guidance and inner change. Alongside conceptual explanations, the book highlights inner practices, especially prayer and meditation, as methods for aligning with divine guidance and strengthening the capacity to change. Drawing on the case tradition, prayer is described as a way of speaking to God, while meditation is presented as receptive listening to the divine within. This pairing matters because karmic and family patterns are often emotionally charged, and purely intellectual understanding may not be enough to shift them. The practices are offered as ways to cultivate steadiness, humility, and discernment, helping readers respond rather than react. Within the book's framework, guidance is not only about receiving answers, but also about reshaping the self-reducing fear, increasing compassion, and clarifying purpose. That makes prayer and meditation relevant to family life, where habitual roles and long-standing grievances can dominate perception. By encouraging spiritual practice, the book connects metaphysical ideas to day-to-day transformation. The intended result is a more conscious life in which recurring patterns are recognized earlier and met with greater patience and love, turning karmic pressure into an opportunity for growth rather than a source of despair. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in reincarnation, karma, and spiritual psychology, especially those drawn to Edgar Cayce's inspired approaches to soul growth. Newcomers to these ideas may appreciate its accessible, practical framing, while longtime students of metaphysical traditions may value its focus on family relationships as a concrete arena where spiritual principles can be applied. The chief benefit is interpretive. It offers a coherent lens for understanding why certain relational patterns repeat and how inner change, not resignation, is the intended response. Readers looking for motivation to take responsibility for their reactions, cultivate forgiveness, and develop steadier spiritual practice will likely find it useful. It also stands out in its category by concentrating on the family as a karmic workshop rather than treating reincarnation as abstract philosophy. At the same time, prospective readers should recognize its positioning. It is widely regarded as a synthesis shaped by the author's experience and interpretation, with selected references to the case material rather than an extensive compilation of primary readings, compared with more scholarly or heavily documented treatments. Its strength is guidance and integration, using case-aligned concepts to encourage hope, ethical action, and practical inner work in everyday relationships. If you would like to support Kevin Todsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.